And now he's trying to take the gumbo too.
Well, as long as you're learning something, that's good. Don't worry about it. You improved him.
Yeah, that's how he sees it, I guess. He's taking everything I try to cook. Everything he met me with that I cooked and he loved, he has taken it from me. And the gumbo is like this close, I think, he's trying to go with. He's working on the roux. He's close. He may have it. But you know, I tell this to other women, and they're like, oh, if I had a husband that could cook, if my husband cooked for me, what are you complaining about?
You ain't got no reason to complain.
Yeah, no reason to complain, apparently. But anyway, so apparently I have a good man, and I should stop complaining.
Yeah, they're hard to find, too. Right. I'm looking for some time for some friends of mine.
You're looking for some
for your friends? Mm.
I got plenty of friends that don't have husbands, and I'm trying to find them more.
How's that going? Not so good?
No, I ain't doing it at all.
Oh, what does that say?
They say they many good men.
Wait a minute. Now, you have all this family and stuff. Haven't you raised up some good men?
I had no idea. They straight away somewhere. Yes, because I got one nephew, he's been married twice or three times, and they got the wife now. And I got two nephews. Another one, he got two wives.
Oh my God. I see. Okay, so you can't look the family. Yeah,
you ever heard that song about a good man's hard to find? Yeah. That's all right.
You're saying I might be the last good man left.
Sometime I wonder.
Okay. We talked a bit about schools here before and integration, and you had mentioned something about this has been an okay place to live as long as you sort of
that's right
know the.
That's right.
The ins and outs, and you mentioned that what you know, sort of what the schools were like, and you've told us about where the African American sort of you know you had the one room schoolhouse sort of thing, but we were talking to Mrs. Ford, and she was saying that you know the blacks at one point they did have the one room schoolhouse, but then they had to go away to
Alpharetta. Yeah.
Could you tell me more about that, and then the ease up into integration?
Well, they did have this Bailey Johnson High School. That's when they went to Alpharetta. It was a school. Well, they moved the school from where when I was going to into another building, and then they moved to Alpharetta. Later they integrated the schools.
Mm-hmm. But you never made it to the point gone to Alpharetta.
I was too old for schools then.
Okay. And what was it like when integration came to here?
Well, it wasn't any problem from that. Because there's quite a few of the blacks was real nervous about it, almost afraid to send the kids to school because they thought there was going to be a problem, but it were not. And some of them really didn't want the children to go. Mm-hmm. Because it'd be scared to be something racial or something, but it didn't quite happen. They went in. I know I had a brother-in-law. He was afraid to send his kids. I wasn't afraid to send mine. I guess I was real blessed. I was working in a private home then, and these people I was working for, they said, when it's time come, they went and got my daughter a whole wardrobe for summer and winter, brand new out for riches for school for a year. Since when she's going to school, the one thing about that kid says she won't be dressed like she's supposed to. And that made me feel real good. And I wasn't afraid at all. It didn't bother me because... And they all made it. Mm-hmm.